Speaking of the school board situation here in Fargo, I really want to dive in on this yet again. And I've told you, and I've been consistent with this, and if you're a regular listener, you know where I'm coming from here. As far as this being just pure politics, the pure political malpractice of the school board not reading the room. I said that immediately following the uproar that happened. You just heard in the KFGO news update that this practice of, you know, starting off meetings by reciting the pledge had only really been around since April. Other school boards out there probably sweating it out a little bit, because I bet you there's a vast majority of them that probably haven't been reciting the pledge before their school board meetings. I wonder if the industrial commission that Governor Burgum sits on makes sure that the other commissioners recite the pledge before they gavel in. Yeah, I mean, how far do we take this? But there's a couple of things here that's happening. One, getting reports about the sheer volume of calls that the school board and the school district have received, and it's been sprinkled and riddled with threats to members at a time when the school district is trying to get the classrooms and the administration and teachers ready for the fast approaching school year. Death threats we're talking about coming in, not just locally here, but nationally, because it had been blowing up all over national news. And the other aspect, and the reason in part why it got elevated, is because you have people in conservative media and now hitching their wagon on our politicians using this to capitalize and try to heighten their exposure, saying, you know what, I want to make sure that my voice is heard on this as well. That happened yesterday afternoon as I was signing off with you from Governor Doug Burgum's office. Now, I don't know that I can really remember much of a time that Doug Burgum decided to take a step out before a legislative session and dictate what he would support and what he would not. But he decided, because it's politically easy, to do just that on this issue, saying that he wants to help craft legislation to provide that opportunity, basically force onto those local governments that you have got to provide an opportunity for members to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. And all I can think of, one, besides how politically lazy this is and how everyone is just going and jumping onto this, because it really is, as pure politics, it's easy. This is a slam dunk, easy position to take, right? That's why you're seeing people flood to the front line trying to say, nope, I'll do this. I'll put my name on that. That's what you saw yesterday. They're tripping over themselves. But I cannot help but think of all the other items that should rise to the level of importance that the governor of North Dakota should be out in front of, including aspects about public education. It was just last week that I had in this very studio two individuals that are trying to help raise money through entertainment and concerts for student lunch debt. To me, you put that as a priority when it comes to public education over whether or not a school board recites the Pledge of Allegiance before a school board meeting. You think about the teacher shortage and how we can't find teachers. You put that ahead in a priority list above whether or not a school board stands up, puts their hand over their heart, and looks at the flag of the United States of America. I think about childcare and the lack of access and affordability. You put that at a higher priority on a list when it comes to things about education above the recitement of the Pledge of Allegiance. Yet here we are taking the easy way out because it's just the lazy way to approach politics, and that's where we are. But to hear that there are death threats going to school board members because this thing's gotten so blown out of proportion, completely unacceptable, and quite frankly, a lot more disgusting than what it should be. Messages coming in at 35270. I will get to those in just a moment here. Afternoons Live just getting started. I want you to imagine you are a receptionist at a school district, and you're trying to get ready for the upcoming school year, and you're fielding calls, which you expect are going to be from parents asking questions about what they need to bring to the class and what their child's schedule is going to look like, A, B, and C as far as what you can expect from the teachers. And you're the receptionist. Instead of getting those calls that you expect, you're getting people calling in irate nationally because of a vote that was to stop reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. And some of those calls come in such a threatening manner that you are put back in your place. And then you start wondering about your safety, because in the school system, that's not what's supposed to be expected going into a school year. That was something I had said from the get-go about this situation. is this is, regardless of it being the Pledge of Allegiance or other things, that this social issues that keep coming up is going to distract from the more important issues here. That's why I said the timing was ill-conceived. You didn't read the room right. Now, this Thursday, they're likely going to reverse that decision because of the mounting pressure to that. So, again, if you're going to go back to that, it's going to be, this is going to add to them saying, look, if I cause enough of an outrage, if I get enough people worked up, if I can escalate this through the laziness of politicians trying to find an easy way to get some support, through conservative media trying to find the easy way to get people worked up and angry so they can make a buck, you know, that then this is going to be routine and repeated on any other topic that they've already become outraged about. You saw it in the last school board election. I mean, you saw how some of the conservative media pounced on those individuals that tried and failed miserably to petition and recall others. And what they were going out on as far as lying about critical race theory, about kitty litter in schoolrooms, all of that. They were put back into that back room as far as, okay, yep, we stop all this now. That election should have settled it. And then instead you gave them the opening back, and now here we are. And they're going to end up winning this argument, and they're going to force upon this school district through very public means, when you have the Great Seal of North Dakota stamp on the official letterhead going out saying the Burgum calls for public schools governing bodies to administer the Pledge of Allegiance and display the flag. It's only going to add fuel for them to continue on with this type of course. Tyler, I don't understand why death threats have become the norm. I thought the same thing. Been wondering when that vile behavior has become the norm more and more in American politics, but it has. I mean, you could be having a conversation about public funding on a variety of things, and it seems as though instantly somebody's going to get worked up to the point that they're going to be acting in not only just a threatening manner of, I'm going to come across this table, threatening lives. But here we are. If you have an explanation as to how it got here, by all means, 35270. Tyler, I know the Pledge of Allegiance is an important thing, but right now I think we have more important things to worry about if the school board is saying it or not. We need to find teachers for our schools. We need to get our kids back in school, and we need to start being decent to each other instead of threatening their lives. Nailed it. Completely nailed it. Tyler, the radical right is taking over this country, capitalizing on low-hanging fruit, and they are motivated and armed. What is happening to this country, and what's going to stop it? Question on a lot of people's minds, don't have the answer, but we'll continue the conversation.
You're listening to Afternoons Live with Tyler Axness.
Well, how we started off, we ended the show yesterday by getting at 4:40 p.m. a news release from Governor Burgum's office calling for public schools governing bodies to administer the Pledge of Allegiance and display the flag. And I could only think of how many more important things are out there that need to be addressed, that need to have a public comment from Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, far more important than whether or not a school board recites the Pledge of Allegiance. This is easy politics. I get it. I get it. The emotions, the response was immediate. It was vocal. And now it's gotten to the point to where they're receiving threats as school boards, as I'm hearing from sources. I mean, it's gone beyond crossing a line here for people being so worked up on this. But when it comes to peer politics, it's easy, and boy, is it lazy. But they're rallying around this very issue because it is just politically easy to do. And that's when I'd said at the beginning of this whole thing, when you're thinking about the school board and what their purpose was of doing this, you can agree or disagree on that, but the sheer politics and optics of this that you would have thought 5 years ago should have been the farthest thing from a school board member's mind, and you would have been right. But the climate and the environment has changed. And these things get snowballed into national narratives because there is a drumbeat out there that's telling people that schools that are publicly funded are indoctrinating your kids, that they're allowing kitty litter boxes in the bathrooms, that they're teaching critical race theory. I mean, that has been snowballing up. You've seen the shouting and screaming at school board meetings over the last couple of years. That is the politics of the time here. And the Fargo School Board, with their vote, missed that. So to have the piling on from people in media to try to amplify this, because, boy, you know what, I can get people angry, and you know what, that's going to make us money. And for the politicians out there saying, I can rile people up, make it look like I'm the most patriotic SOB in this entire state, then I can raise money for re-election, and then I can get re-elected. Or I can move to higher office. Don't let that fall away from your thinking in this process either. This thing, though, when it comes to the actual policies of North Dakota and the priorities from the highest office in the state, and Doug Burgum, whom hardly ever comes out in a public statement, says, this is what I would like to do in conjunction with the legislature. Yet in this one, he did. So this was the easy, this was the low-hanging fruit. That's why I say it's lazy. But my question to you is, of all the other things that should be a priority on his list and things that he should be speaking on, what is it for you? If you had his ear right now, which, believe me, his office is listening, you have his ear right now, what would you be telling him? You know what, this is a priority, because I already told you a few that came to my mind in relation to schools. We had last week Lunch Aid on. They're out there trying to raise money in this area by putting on entertainment and concerts because there is student lunch debt. That seems like a higher priority, or at least it should be, on things that are related to a school, not the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm going to repeat it one more time. Teacher shortages, that should be a priority. That's something you come out and say, I want to work with the legislature to recruit and retain teachers. Make sure they're valued. The bus driving shortage. As well, I mean, there are a variety of things that are going to help your child's education more important than whether a school board member recites the Pledge of Allegiance. Yet here we are. And I got messages in about that from school board members. Tyler, not in Fargo, I want to underscore that. Tyler, I'm not going to say where, but I've been on our school board for almost 20 years, and we have never said the pledge in that time. I visited with other school board meetings, and most of them have not either. There are school board members across the state of North Dakota that looked at what happened in Fargo and said, geez, thankfully we didn't start reciting this and then try to retract it, because we'd be in the same boat. But they're not going to say anything. Now, what this might do is get people to start attending those school board meetings and start questioning why they're not reciting the pledge. And then come January through what, next April, it's going to get shoved down the legislative process onto those school boards, onto those other local meetings. And I just want you to ask those members that are pushing this, including the governor, how many times before your committee meetings do you recite the Pledge of Allegiance in the Capitol? I can tell you, as a former lawmaker in Bismarck, sure, we would do this prior to our sessions gaveling in. That's 4 months out of the 2 years that your session goes on. This biennium process, when these lawmakers are meeting across the state, having their interim meetings, not once before they took up your work, the public work, did they recite the pledge. This is low-hanging fruit. It's easy politics is what I'm getting at. There's more important things out there. Tyler, I'm sorry if you said this. The threats are way out of line, but who are the people trying to end tradition? What are their reasonings? Well, I think what we're hearing is this isn't exactly a tradition as far as school boards go. The reasoning that was provided here in Fargo was that this pledge, because it says under God, was not part of accepting of all people. That, it, you know, if you're not Christian, is what the reasoning was at that time. You can agree with that reasoning, you can disagree with it, but that was the reason provided there. Tyler, my understanding, Governor Burgum supports the local political subdivisions have an opportunity to have the pledge. That doesn't mean they have to. Well, and I'm just reading the headline here. I mean, he does go into allow an opportunity for, is what it is. So, I mean, you have to provide the opportunity, the time, the space for somebody if they want to get up and recite the pledge, that they have the means to. Tyler, doesn't Burgum support the guy who tried to overthrow the last presidential election? How is that patriotic? Tyler, seems The threats have become acceptable to many people thanks to Trump's lack of respect and civility for anyone, particularly for those who disagree with him. He is a poison for this country. That's coming in at 35270. More messages pouring in. My question just for you, and I'll come back to this. I got to step away here. If you had to present to your governor in North Dakota that this is what you should prioritize on instead of getting out some cheap political points, talking about the Pledge of Allegiance, what is it for you? 35270. I'll come back to that and so much more right after this on KFGO.
Back to Afternoons Live with Tyler Axness on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 KFGO.
Whoever came up in the Twins marketing department with that Arise and Shine,
I like it.
Give them a raise.
Yeah, that's
beautiful.
Good.
Clever.
Might have to email Dave St. Peter right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we're giving your team
whoever
props.
Came up with that, good for them.
It was. It seems like, I mean, it was all right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was right there. I mean, anybody could have thought of that, but we didn't. So, okay. Anyway, that's what it's me. 35270. Your thoughts about a variety of things. Where do I even want to begin? Okay, here, this one. There's some I'm trying to keep. We'll have all the other conversation about the other topics, and I assure you, after KFGO News. Tyler, if someone feels that passionate about saying the pledge, the great thing about living in this country is we have that right. They can say the pledge before the meeting. They just voted and said they are not going to give time to it. No one said they're going to duct tape and walk people out for using their freedom of speech. Don't we have a world peace to solve or starving children to feed? Yes, and you're right. There's nothing preventing them, anyone, from reciting that right now. Even before they reconsider the reconsideration. There was a window of, 4 months where this was taking place? Not hardly anybody knew about it probably prior to April that the Fargo School Board and all the other school boards weren't reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. You didn't. Be honest. You didn't know. And you didn't care. You didn't care.
That's the thing.
And now here we are because they made a politically blind move. Now you're up in arms about it. You're being told you need to care. That this is taking God and the American patriotism out of the classroom. It's woke. It's what this is. It's all about. It's all about who can be the most angry person out there about some of the things that, quite frankly, don't impact your public education at all. Not one bit. 35270. Tyler, it amazes me how many snowflakes get triggered because the school board doesn't want to waste time pledging allegiance to the flag. I definitely support the Pledge of Allegiance, but sending threats over someone not doing it is absolutely ridiculous. That's the, yes, the bottom line here is because of this, and because of people trying to capitalize on this in media, in politics, there are people in Fargo receiving death threats from across the country because of this vote that nobody cared about in March of this year because you didn't know it wasn't happening in the first place. Tyler, if saying the pledge makes you a good American, then just sitting in church makes you a good Christian. Your conduct determines that. Tyler, didn't the Fargo School Board have better things to do also? They brought this on themselves. Let me thread this needle here. I pointed out that this was an unnecessary misstep. It really was. But their actions didn't warrant receiving threats because of this vote either. And people that are pounding tables in Bismarck or elsewhere across in Grand Forks, in Mandan, here in Fargo, they're more upset on the political side of this because it's easy and it's lazy politics than they are about making sure that a child in that same classroom that's in that same building isn't sitting in that classroom with an empty stomach. They're more upset about this than making sure that a school bus can get to a spot in your small town because there's a driver there. This is what they're more upset about. I mean, that speaks more to those politicians trying to capitalize on a political misstep from a school board than what it does of that school system. That they're going to prioritize the recitement of a pledge of allegiance to the flag than making sure that they're doing everything they can do with billions of dollars in the legacy fund to make sure that no child's hungry in that same classroom that they're responsible for. Or the public safety aspect of everything. Instead, you know what? We're gonna take the money away from the public school. Sure, go to that private school. They've been finding excuse after excuse to try to do that in the first place. And if this is gonna be the last one, it's a weak argument. But they're gonna try it, and they're gonna be in front of every camera they can find and be standing next to the governor who will help them get on a bigger pedestal by using the seal of North Dakota to just blow this up even more. It's unnecessary. It's lazy.